Yo, Matt, you're with Xiaomi, corresponding to Yom Pavli, Daf Yud Tes. We begin Yom Shalmi on Daf Zayin Amad Aleph, the second Mishnah of Halacha Hei. Masu Zikne Beis Din LeZikne Kohuna Halichu LaAlias Beis Altinas HaShishbiyu Niftu B'Holchu Lahem. The Mishnah says that the Zikenu of the Beis Din handed him over to the elder Kohanim. They brought him up to the upper story of Beis Altinas. They imposed an oath on him and they went away. Amulai Ishi Kohen Godol Anu Shluchei Beis Din V'at Shlucheinu V'Shliach Beis Din Mashpien Anu Alecha V'mi Shushichen Es Shmai B'Veis Hazeh Shulei Tishane Mekol Dava Mekol Ma She'amanu Lecha V'hu Poyva Shavoicha V'hen Parshinu Boichem. They say to him, Ishi Kohen Godol, we are the Shluchim of Beis Din and you are our Shliach and the Shliach of Beis Din. We put an oath on you in the name of the one who made his name dwell in this house, that you will not deviate from all that we told you. Then he separates and cries and they separate and cry. The Gemara says, Al Gabi Shah Hamayim Haisa, Besamach Lishchase Haisa, Hu Parashu Boicha Shenechsha, the Hinproshin and Boichim Shesoch Lakach. The Gemara says that this was on top of Shah Hamayim and close to his Lishcha Polhedron. He separates and cries that he was suspected and they separate and cry that they need to do so. Ramah Mashbin Oisai, Mibnei, Abaitusim Shah Yoimim Yakte, Mibachutz, the Yaknus Mibnim. Why did they put an oath on him? It's due to the Baitusim, who said that he burns the Ketoret outside and enters inside. The case occurred in which one burned outside and entered inside. When he left, he said to his father, even though you expanded so all your days, you didn't do so until I did so. The father said to him, even though we expanded so all our days, we did like Chachamim wanted. I will be surprised if you live long in this world. They said that it was only a small number of days until he died. Some say that his nose spewed out worms, and like the form of a round foot, appeared in his forehead because an angel banged his head. Yistabai Mema, he depar, he desuka, he diyom kippurim. Some want to say that the same Saduki in the episode of the Parah Aduma, Rehman Zake made it full yom and didn't want to burn it like this, so he blemished it, is the one who spilled the water on his feet because he denied the mitzvah of Nesach HaMayim of Sukkos, and it's the same one who deviated in the avoda of Yom Kippur. The second opinion is of Simai. He didn't say this, rather either the same Saduki was of Parah and Sukkah and of Yom Kippur was someone else, or of Parah and Yom Kippur was the same and of Sukkah was someone else. Mandam loy bo yomim kalim ad shemes talteihoin avad. The one who said it was only a small number of days until he died, he can say that he did all three. The one who said that his nose spewed out worms and like the form of a round foot was on his forehead, he died right away. He holds that the opinion that either Parah and Sukkah were one and Yom Kippurim was one, or Parah and Yom Kippurim was one and of Sukkah was someone else. In the case of Sukkah, they stoned him with their soygim and he died, so we cannot say that he died on Yom Kippur. The Zohar screamed about them like it screamed about Beis Eli. Leave from here, Bnei Eli, you will metame the house of our God. That day that they stoned the Kohen with their Sregim, the corner of the Mizbeach became dented and they put a clump of salt on it, lest it appear dented, because any Mizbeach lacking a corner, which is a cubic amma, a sovev, or yisoid, is possel. And this wasn't actually marsh of the Mizbeach, it merely avoided its disgrace. The question was asked to Rabbi Abo, the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Tezayin, Pasuk Yuzayin, no man shall be in the Yom Moed when he shall come to atone in the holy until he leaves, even about those which it says in Yechezkel Pek Aleph Pasuk Yud, and the appearance of their faces, the appearance of man, means angels, they also weren't in the Ol Moed. So how can an angel bang his head? The answer is that we have all said this is when he enters properly, but Saduki did not, so angels could be there. It's written in the Sukkim in Vayikra Tezayin, Sukkim Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, and he will bring from the house past the curtain, and he will put the Ketores on the fire before Hashem. And we learn from here, he may not prepare the Ketores outside and enter inside. The Tzaddikim say that he prepares outside and enters. If in front of people we do so, it means we prepare outside, or the more so in front of Hashem. Chacham said, in the pasuk that he will put the sukkim there, that he will put the ketores on the fire before Hashem, means he puts it on the inside. So what is the meaning of because in a cloud that will appear over the cover of the Aron? Answer this teacher that he puts mala ashan, means he adds an ingredient to make smoke go straight up into the ketores. What's the source that he must put this mala ashan? The answer is the pasuk says there in Yekutezayim pasuk Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, and the cloud of the ketores will cover the lid of the oven that's on top of the oven, and he shall not die. So we learn from there, if he did not put the mala oshen, or he's lacking one of the ingredients, he is chayav misa. You say, you know, Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, v'leyomus ha'reza oynesh kibana noy ala kapayres ha'reza azhara. Elazar Shimon says that the phrase v'leyomus, he shall not die, is the punishment. Kibana noy ala kapayres is the warning. Yachal oynesh v'azhara nemu koydem l'misus ne'arin. Perhaps the warning and the punishment were said before the death of Aaron's sons, and this is why they died. And we reject that with the pasuk. It says in Achrei Mois, after the death of the two sons of Aaron. Perhaps the phrase Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron teaches that both of them were said after Aaron's two sons died. We reject that because it says, because in a cloud they will appear on the kapayrus, on the lid. How do we resolve both of them? The warning was said before Aaron's two sons died, and the punishment was said after Aaron's two sons died. Rabbi Ziri said, it's not written, because in a cloud I appeared, but rather I will appear, which teaches Hashem does not punish unless he warns first. We come now to the next Mishnah, that's Halacha Zov. Im haya chacham deirish, im lav tamalei chachamim deirish in lefonav, im rogelik vish kire, im lav kire in lefonav. If he was a chacham, he expounds. If not, the chacham expound in front of him. If he normally reads Nikra, Pukim, he reads. If not, then they read in front of him. Over me kire in lefonav, the eiv, over ezra, over divrei yomim. What is it they read in front of him? The son of Eiv, Ezra, and Divrei Hayomim. Chaya ben Kvutul Oimer, Pa'amim Harbe, Karisi Lefonav, Daniel. Chaya ben Kvutul says many times I ran in front of him from the Sefer Daniel. The Gemara says, Tani, Bemishle, Uvetilim, Mepnei, Shetamim, Mepheges, Shena, Ez Hashena. The Gemara brings from advice that we read from Mishle and Tehillim to him because the explanations avert sleep. Kahana Shal, Rav, Ma'anisni, Kvuta, Kvutal. Hannah asked Rav, what's the text? Is it Kavutah or Kavutal? Rav was praying, and therefore he showed him with his middle finger the form of a reish to show the text is Kavutal. Well, that's the next Mishnah, it's Halacha Zayin. Ikesh lesnam name, Pirchikun emakin afon of bed, but seder, Roim imloi, Ishikain godl, amoid, vafeg achas al ritzpa, amasikin oisoi, achmagiez manashchita. If the Kohen Gadol wanted to sleep, young Kohanim snap their fingers in front of him and say, Ishi Kohen Gadol, stand and put one foot on the ground. They engage him until the time for the Shechita comes. The Gemara says of Huna Omar Ve'ef Besveda Pepeh. Rav Huna said that they snap the middle finger on the mouth to make noise to prevent him from sleeping. Rav Yochanan Omar Ve'ef Besveda Beyad. And Rav Yochanan said they snap the middle finger on the hand. Asnisa Pliga Rav Yochanan, Pepeh Lebenever Rebechinoi. We have a Baisa that disagrees with Rav Yochanan and says on the mouth and not on a lyre or a harp. Batalani ima hanemeres be'etz besveda, oima bepeh, v'lebenever v'lechinoi. He answers a song that's proper to be said with the middle finger, he says with the mouth, and not on a lyre or a harp.